Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. A treat here. Our meet and greet today is Kurt. He's on the line with us. Biggie says he's been listening for 3 years. He's had a variety of jobs, and one of them is really interesting. Hello, Kurt. It is great to meet you. Thanks for listening.
Nice to meet you guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. How did you find the show 3 years ago?
Actually, a girl that I'm seeing right now introduced me to it, and you guys are fantastic. I listen to you every day now. And so does actually Kyle, one of my employees that works with me, too.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt.
That's fantastic. All thanks to the one brave lady friend.
Yes, your girlfriend. That is really nice of her and really nice of you to say. Thank you so much.
Where were you born? Where'd you grow up? Where's your fam?
Like it.
Born in Chicago. Grew up in South Florida. We actually went to high school together down there. And family is pretty much spread out all over the place. Colorado, New York, Florida, Tennessee.
All right.
And some in California.
Sounds like you've been a lot of places. Where's your favorite place that you've lived?
Actually enjoying North Carolina. I've been here with my ex for 26 years and moved back up here about 4 years ago.
Okay. Well, sure is good to have you. And Biggie says you've had a variety of jobs. Now, currently, you're a manager at Wendy's. Is that right?
That's correct. North Carolina, yeah.
What do you think? Do you like the job? I mean, what's something we wouldn't know that a Wendy's manager has to deal with that may be difficult on a daily basis?
Oh, boy. Drive-through order taking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pulling up to the menu board and people go, give us a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Really?
No
still?
Idea what you want.
That's brutal.
Yeah. And the best ones are when they come up, yeah, give me a hamburger and a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a few hamburgers and a few drinks. What can I get for you?
This is giving me like PTSD nightmares. How do these nightmares.
People, how do they survive the day?
I don't know.
Good question.
When they drive away, I go, oh my God, they're driving a murder weapon at this point, and they can't even figure out what they want to order for food.
A burger and a drink.
Jeez.
Is that the reason you think that so much of like order taking is going over to AI? And do you think that will continue to be the case?
Yes, absolutely. And because I get so frustrated, I want to reach through the speaker sometimes and choke them. But I think AI can handle it a lot better than me.
Right.
Well, you know, we once a week, and I'm sure you see it too, Kurt, but once a month, some angry customers upset because the drive-through order was messed up.
Well, true.
And then they jump through the window.
Oh, God, I know.
Come storming into the restaurant.
Yeah, over a 99-cent hamburger.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what freaked me out the most. Because I've been doing this since 1981. So off and on, I had a little stint. And I know that the interesting part was in the early 80s, I was also a stripper.
Well, now you're talking.
Now, okay. You were a stripper in the early 80s. How did that come? You must have had a great body.
Had.
I was in pretty great shape. Yeah, I was in really good shape. I'm 62 and fluffy now, but, you know. It's,
okay.
Unlimited Frosties.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Unlimited Frosties forever, exactly.
How did you get that job? Why did you decide to become a stripper?
Just for the money. Mm-hmm. I was actually working in respiratory therapy at the time, mm-hmm. and it was only 3 days a week, and I was making great money. And a friend of mine owned a modeling agency, and he was funding these different dance troupes. And I got in with one of the dance troupes, and I was pretty much doing a lot of work, and I was making just as much money doing that as I was in my career. So
yeah.
So you were. It sounds like you were part of one of those traveling crews, like with the bow ties and no shirt.
Yeah, not that big. We were a smaller troupe. There was five or six of us that would go out. I was in Fort Lauderdale at the time. We'd go down to Miami for the most part to, you know, bars that would have ladies nights and things like that. But it wasn't anything big with the bow ties or anything like that. And yes, my name was Ferrari at the time.
Oh, nice. God,
I like it. What was the name of your crew?
The Fantasy Group.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Biggie, you got a...
Now, I've always heard that women can be way more aggressive than men at strip clubs. Did you find that to be... Were they always grabbing at you and grabbing on you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No complaints, though. I mean, yeah, but yeah, it was a lot more aggressive than what I've seen in other strip clubs, you know?
I figured, yeah. But you, what would you get down to, like a G-string? You would never go fully nude, right? You couldn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Not back then, definitely. But yeah, it was the G-string. That was it.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I figured.
Do you have to oil one another up after or pre-show? before each show?
You have to. I mean, you have to do it, right? Did you oil up? Yeah. Man, that's it.
Yes, right. I did.
Okay, of course.
Did you guys ever get booked at like a gay club? I mean, did the men ever want to see you guys dance?
They did do those, but I never did.
Okay, you just went to
the majority of the guys that I worked with was all gay too. So.
Oh, they were. Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I wonder.
Still have some friends back in those days.
Yeah, golly, a couple of times I've hosted those events where the Chippendale dancers were
the Chippendale wannabes.
The wannabes, right. Yeah. But they were good looking guys.
Yeah.
And the women were all over them. I mean, putting the
dollar.
Weren't
you supposed to leave?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You got a short one, you need an extra?
As I said, you guys need an extra or what? You
beat
know?
It, kid.
And they were like, get out of here. I was young.
You got a 2X thong anywhere?
Yeah. I'd rather be at Wendy's. I was over getting my.
I'll be across the street.
Talking about that. I was over at Wendy's getting my Frosty and all that.
Honestly, the funniest part was with the guys that were waiting after outside mm-hmm. for after the show. That was like creepy crawlers that are sitting out there going, you're going to get them all tuned up and I'm going to take care of them when they're done with you.
Exactly.
That was always the belief that the club owners had.
Yeah, that the guys would get them all worked up and then the other guys would come in and
the civilians
take them home. Yeah, I guess it worked. Yep. I suppose, you know, that's the way it's done.
Are there still people that do that?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's still dancing groups, Kurt?
I'm not sure. I would imagine, yeah, because it was a very lucrative business. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. And, I mean, I would say there probably are still out
there. I know that clearly there are strippers. I just don't ever hear about, mm-hmm. like, the traveling men of Xanadu or the traveling this or that.
Yeah. Did you ever get into, like, going to bachelorette parties, you know, and doing dressing like a cop and taking your clothes off that way?
No, the dressing differently was in the troop. I mean, I had about 20 different outfits uh-huh. that I wore for different occasions, but bachelorette parties were taboo for me. I was actually married.
Really? Like, did it? Wow. Was your wife really upset by the fact that you had this job, or did she care?
She didn't care.
Okay. But made good money, too.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Yeah. Fascinating stuff.
What was your favorite character or outfit?
It had to be Tarzan. I was in really good shape.
Yeah, I guess you were. Yeah, Tarzan. Yeah. And what's your favorite burger? What's your favorite Wendy's burger?
the single cheeseburger. Oh, it used to be a double. Now it's a single.
Oh, yeah, All right, down to a single. Who's your favorite member of this program?
Chris Dem, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Hey. Thanks, Ferrari.
You know, he's in the best shape. That's Ferrari. You're like a Lamborghini man, aren't you? The two of you. That's what you should be when you get together. Ferrari and
Lamborghini. Hey, Lambo, what's up, Ferrari?
Yeah. That's awesome. Hopefully we'll see you in the baseball game.
If you win the meet and greet where you come meet us, you got your name tag has to say Ferrari.
That's right.
Got to.
Yep. We want to see you at the base. And it's your choice. You can either strip down in the seventh inning or bring us a sack of burgers, one or the other.
Sack of burgers it is.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. It's great to meet you.